Hello, it's me again, Char. If you're a new listener, thank you for choosing to click on my podcast. Just a short introduction. I'm Char Quevedo, a little girl trying to share her stories and learnings in life, hoping that it can somehow inspire another person. You. But if you're a previous listener, thank you for staying tuned. It means a lot to me. So for today's episode, I will be sharing the hard lessons I learned from being an achiever. If you know me personally, or if you listened to one of my previous episodes, you'd know that I graduated with flying colors. Next. Alam nyo, nagugulat ako when I remember na cum laude ako. Kasi, ewan ko, parang wala naman talaga siyang bearing, or baka for me lang. It was a 5-second proud moment for me, just to say na kinaya ko ma-achieve yun. I'm grateful na I'm blessed to hold that title forever. Pero it still feels empty for me. Siguro kasi I did it for the wrong reasons. It was not to have a bright future or to make my parents proud. I did it kasi first, I want to prove people, particularly my parents, na kaya ko magkaroon ng boyfriend at mag-cum laude at the same time. Popular notion kasi na, ano di ba? Na, ano mo yun, parang studies first, studies ka lang muna. Or after work ka na magkaka-love life. Parang, usually kasi, iniisip ng mga tao is hindrance ang love life sa studies. So, isa yun sa mga gusto kong i-debunk. So, isa yun sa mga challenges ko. Kaya, yun. And then second, feeling ko, yun na yung expectation sa akin ng mga tao, given yung grades and standing ko during the first 2 years of college. So, I'm an industrial engineer. So, for the first 2 years, parang for general subjects lang kasi siya. So, mix pa kami with the other engineering courses. Kaya, yun, okay naman yung standing ko. Siguro kasi graduate naman ako ng science class, kaya medyo mabilis akong naka-adapt during the first 2 years of college because we already had the subjects nung high school. And then third, I want to prove people who said na bobo ako or thought na bobo ako wrong. Ewan ko ba? Lagi ako napagkakamala na bobo for some reason. Like, as in, parang nasa-surprise yung mga tao lagi when I say na honor student ako. Like, ever since elementary siguro. Or na parang pang-contest ako ng something. Hindi mo ganun ka pang contest, pero parang nasa surprise lang sila na hindi ako pang display lang. Ako, dahil mo maganda ako, bawal na ako maging matalino. Alam ko may ganun din eh. So, pero, charot lang. Charot lang. Hindi naman like super OA na maganda. Pero isa yun din sa mga gusto ko kasing patunayan na I'm more than just pretty. I'm more than the looks lang, or I'm more than what people think I am. So, yun. The point is, everything was to prove a point about myself. So, daming point. In short, for self-validation lang siya. I won't deny na people pleaser ako. See, obviously, mga na-mention ko, it's all about pleasing other people lang. Especially yung mga people na may hinunaki talaga ako. So, weird, no? The people we want to please are the people we hate. Pero, sige, that's a different topic. Abangan nyo na lang. Ewan kung kailan ko mapopost yun. I was so focused on pleasing others that I didn't realize I was burning myself out already. Most only see the medal, the applause, the congratulations, the recognition of that achievement. But it took a lot of sacrifice. Sacrifices that, thinking right now, were not worth sacrificing for. Hindi ako pumaparty nun, di ako lumalabas with friends kasi hindi naman ako nakikipag-friends. Rarely lang din ako umuwi sa amin kahit may long weekend. So, sa short background ulit, so I study far away from my hometown. Mga 8-hour bus ride siya. So, rarely lang ako umuwi kahit long weekend if my research, my exam, or my major quiz, hindi talaga ako uuwi kasi magre-review ako kuno, sabi ko. So, I missed a lot of family gatherings. There is one family gathering that I missed that I really regret not going to. 80th birthday ng lola ko sa father's side. Naalala ko kasi, umuwi halos lahat nung kamag-anak namin noon from States. Tapos ako, nasa Baguio lang. Pero hindi ako nakauwi. Kasi may quiz ako nung day na yun. Actually, not like hindi ako nakauwi. Like, hindi ako umuwi. Kasi nga, pinili ko mag-quiz. It was a Saturday. Isa lang subject ko noon. Yung quiz. Yung may quiz lang na subject. So, that's thermodynamics. Hindi ko naman major subject. Pero, I still opted to take the quiz kasi very nai-anxious ako kapag absent ako. Kaya, siguro kahit normal class lang yun, I still would have not went home. Feeling ko lang ah. Anyway, sure pass na rin naman ata ko nun or kaya naman habulin if ever pero yun, hindi ako umuwi kasi mas pinili kong mag-quiz. Hindi ko naman maalala yung score or grade ko nun. The point being, sana umuwi na lang ako, di ba? I was, or maybe still am, the kind of person who measures her value on productivity and achievements, kaya school was my top priority talaga. I'm also not one of those students na genius since birth. I was more of the hardworking student. So, sunog kilay, sunog brain cells, sunog mental health talagang. Inalay ko yung mental health ko nung college. Kaya siguro makakalimutin ako yun eh. Sabi nila ganun yun eh. Pag masyado kang all-nighter kind of person, susunog yung brain cells mo. So, nade-degrade yung mata mo over time. Hindi ko talaga. Naging bobo ako dahil dito. Anyway, I had to work hard din talaga to achieve those things. It was not an easy sailing process. Hindi ako yung tipo ng tao na may stock knowledge. Wala ako nun. Memorize talaga ako. Memorize. Solve kong solve. Sanay ako sa all-nighter nun. Talagang hindi ako matutulog, maliligo, kakain. Para lang matapos ko yung requirements sa school. Kahit ano pang requirement yun. Kahit assignment lang. Luckily, I was privileged enough to not have other responsibilities, so naka-focus ako sa studies. This is also one of my realizations. Kaka-realize ko lang actually last year, after graduation na nga eh. Na unlike other students, hindi ko kailangan mag-alaga ng kapatid, or ng nanay, ng tatay, or kahit na sino pa. Hindi ko kailangan gumawa ng gawaing bahay after or before school. Hindi ko kailangan mag-part-time job. So, I really had to take care of myself lang. Ano naman yung minimum, di ba? Just take care of yourself. So, I had the resources I needed and it was an edge. Kaya ako rin na-achieve yung mga bagay na yun. I just want to say sa mga taong katulad ko, well, yung Charlotte na student, na nagagalit kapag di nakakasend on time yung kagroup, na laging aligaga pag may revision sa research, nagawa mo na requirements before gala. Should be told, very harsh talaga ako nung college. If you're a listener nakaklase ko nung college or knows me from college, like very well, you know na very, 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 very strict talaga ako nung college to the point na walang kaibigan sa akin talaga, basta schoolwork ang usapan. Kasi I expected other people to prioritize grades as much as I did. So, kailangan talaga gawin mo ng maayos yung part mo or I'm judging yun talaga. Kaya walang gustong gumroup sa akin nun. Kasi, yun nga, parang lahat sila natatakot. Well, alam mo, iniisip ko ngayon, parang very scary nga. Na, ewan ko ba? Very, ano kasi ako nun? Like, very fast worker, hard worker, a worker. So, yun. So, yun. So, sa mga katulad ko, be considerate of your co-students din kasi they have a life that looks different than yours. It's not that they don't value grades, pero pagka they either have other priorities or they value other things more, and that doesn't mean they're bad students. You can't expect everyone to be like you. Choose to be kind and understanding with other people's situations, whether you know the story or not. May nabasa ako eh, na parang, you have to assume first that there is something going on someone else's life when they're not doing good on something that you're expecting from them. Makes sense, man. Anyway, yun. Na parang, baka may pinagdadaanan lang sila. Yung first thought mo dapat. Like, huwag mo silang i-judge agad na, taman-taman naman ito, bobo-bobo naman ito. Like, you have to dig deep muna or think na they have that their intention naman is not bad. Grades are just numbers. Sikat na sikat yung kasabihan na yan. Isa ako sa mga nagsasabi na mga di nag-aaral ng mabuti lang nagsasabi yan. Pero alam nyo, sa totoo lang, totoo naman talaga, grades are just numbers. It doesn't measure your value as a person. Mababa man grade mo or not, you still deserve all the good things in life. Ask yourself who you are doing this for. If it is for your family, or if you think it's a step towards the future you want, then go. Well and good. Pero if it's just for your ego, you have to pause and reevaluate yourself. Is it really worth sacrificing your mental health, physical health, relationships, and other experiences for that? You can't fill a cup that has a hole in it. You'll always leave empty-handed no matter how much you pour in it and no matter what you pour in it. So live a life you're proud of and do things out of love instead of for love. So that's for the reasons that I mentioned for studying, that I was doing it to prove other people wrong. Siguro kasi I was seeking validation from those people. So I was seeking love from them. So lastly, I know it's difficult to believe, especially in a capitalist world, pero you are more than your productivity. Whether you achieve something or not, it doesn't define who you are as a person. It's okay to just be, to just live. You don't have to do everything that the society says, especially if it's not aligned with your values. I watch Encanto yesterday. So, kung nakarelate ka sa podcast na to, maganda siyang panoorin. My favorite line ako doon towards the end na nung nagkaayos-ayos na silang lahat, na na-realize na nung lola na it's not the superpower that's the gift. The gift is the person itself na magawa niya man yung expectations sa kanya ng society. As long as she's happy with who she is and she's happy with what she's doing, and she's proud of what she's doing, and then that's enough. Yan. So, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed or at least learned something new from this. If you did, hit the subscribe or follow button. Actually, I'm not sure what button that is, so you can get updated for the next episodes. I'm trying to post more. I'm thinking of publishing at least one episode per week for now. So I think this will be published on a Sunday. I consider this as na-publish ng second week ng January, kahit na to be honest, as 3 weeks of January already, say I was sick for the past few days and I tried recording pero it sound nasally, so ayoko naman na ipilit na nasally. I'm not sure if I still sounded nasally during the whole thing, pero if I did, I'm so sorry. Pero for me, parang hindi naman na. Anyway, ayun. Hopefully, I can do it. I'm making all the listeners my, ano man tawag doon? Responsibility partner. Ano man tawag doon? Anyway, parang ganun. My responsibility partner. You call me out when I don't do it. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook with the same handle, Charrote. So, good morning, good evening, and good night.